A recent tape recording of a top al-Qaeda official has raised new fears that the leadership of the terrorist group is at least partly intact. The FBI has responded by issuing a new warning to state and local authorities of the possibility of al-Qaeda attacks. U.S. missions abroad are also on alert, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The Al Jazeera television network aired what it said was a recording of Osama bin Laden's chief aide, Ayman al-Zawahiri, earlier this week, and U.S. officials now say they believe it is the voice of Zawahiri, and the tape proves he survived the war in Afghanistan. On the tape, he refers to attacks this year on French and German citizens, a deadly synagogue bombing in Tunisia, and a bus bombing in Pakistan. Those attacks occurred after the U.S. operation designed to kill or capture al-Qaeda leaders in Afghanistan. Bruce Hoffman, a terrorism expert with RAND, describes Zawahiri as the brains behind al-Qaeda, the strategist and philosopher who is still at work.
Here you have an organization that he leads that has taken a pounding that I don't think any other terrorist entity in history has ever been subjected to. And nonetheless, despite its loss of its operational and training bases in Afghanistan, the disruption of its headquarters, you still have an organization that sees a need to propagandize, to present its face to the outside world, and to indeed to rally the troops to carry on what they see as an incomplete struggle.
And that's what Zawahiri appears to be doing, according to Kenneth Katzman of the Congressional Research Service.
Zawahiri may be trying to rally the sub-commanders, the operational people, to do more. He may be trying to signal to certain followers who may have been disillusioned, thinking that al-Qaeda was fracturing or falling apart. So there's many different rationales why Zawahiri might have done this tape at this time.
The FBI has warned state and local law enforcement agencies that al-Qaeda may be planning attacks against U.S. interests. In a statement last night, the FBI said that U.S. concerns are heightened by comments from al-Qaeda detainees who are interpreting the tape remarks as a sign of an attack. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer admitted today the administration is taking the threat seriously.
The possibility is still unfortunately with us that there are terrorists, al-Qaeda terrorists, who seeking to regroup still want to bring harm to the United States and to our interests abroad. So it is a source of concern, and that's why the FBI acted.
The State Department has also beefed up security at its missions abroad. There already seems to be an increase in terrorist activity, including an explosion that ripped through a French oil tanker off the coast of Yemen on Sunday and a shooting incident on Tuesday involving U.S. troops in Kuwait. Bruce Hoffman says these may be signs of how a decentralized al-Qaeda could operate.
The types of lower-level incidents that we're seeing could be a reflection of a weakened organization essentially becoming opportunistic. Certainly, if the tanker attack is proven to be a terrorist incident, that was the one that required more planning. But the attack in Kuwait could have just been an opportunistic target.
One U.S. official said there are indications that al-Qaeda may have been involved in the shooting incident in Kuwait, which resulted in the death of a U.S. Marine. As for the tanker incident, it looks more and more like terrorism. A French investigator says officials have found debris from a boat that may have attacked the supertanker. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.